Well, basically, I was in farming, and I kind of, to be honest, I really got out of it because there was such a disconnection. I couldn't get a connection with it.
And as a farmer, why does it make a difference for you to have that kind of connection?
Well, because, you know, you're basically going to the mart, you were selling your animals. You had no connection at all, really, with the animals, what happened to them, where they went to. You might be growing a good, rearing good animals, but you had no connection with what happened after that, you know. And now this farm-to-fork approach really appeals to me and appeals to my wife, you know. My wife was at, we were thinking of getting pigs, and my wife was at mother and toddler, and somebody asked her would she get pigs, and a wife of a pig farmer happened to be sitting beside her who had pigs for sale, and we got three tamworths, and that's how it started. We have a farm. I did a start your own food business course last year, decided I wanted to go into rare breed pork. We decided we'd start out with three pigs, see how we got on with those. These are our very first pigs, and they're known as a Tamworth pig, and they're a red ginger pig, what's known as a traditional rare breed pig.
They're kept outside?
They're kept outside, yeah. They're outdoor reared, and they have a little shed that they go into with straw. Also, what I didn't realise is that they're a fantastic natural plough. They really tore up our ground. It's fantastic now. It's ready for spuds now to go in. So
that's it, in the very old traditional way the pigs were used.
Way,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you got to know Donal here in Harry's Restaurant.
Donal actually was one of the guest speakers at the Start Your Own Food Business course. Really got to know him from there. And when I got the pigs right away, I just emailed Donal and said, "Hey, Donal, I've got three tamworths here. Are you interested?" Basically, you know. And he came back right away. Yeah, okay, definitely go for it.
And is it that you feel the kind of feedback that you get, whether it's positive or negative, is something that you want and it makes you feel good?
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. I mean, I got a text this morning. We sold another pig. We quartered it up and we sold it to. Got text back saying, "Yeah, we had dinner last night. They didn't die in vain. They were good pigs, and we really enjoyed the roast we had last night." That's an amazing, proud moment to have those sort of things where you wouldn't have that before. You never knew what happened.
In farming, how much does the middleman take?
The middleman takes quite a bit. I'm not sure of the percentages, but he takes quite a bit, and it's and everything in milk, beef, everything. It's really cut to the bone for the farmer. You know, farmers have to value add now and add to their own products. They really have to. Start offering a product that people want to buy, you know, rather than actually leaving it to a middleman, you know.
And of the farmers that you know around here, this part of Ireland, in Inishowen and in Donegal, is that the sense you're getting from them, that they see that this is going to be the future? That really the direct way is a way that you can make money or not?
Farm diversification is going to be the future. It's not just going to be about pork. And you really have to diversify and look at every opportunity and not close down to any opportunity. It is empowering, yeah. At least you're in control of the situation where you're in the hands of the gods, really, with the traditional farming.
But is it realistic in terms of earning a wage that can support a family, that can pay a mortgage, that can pay off debts?
For so long, we've done the same thing. You know, we've gone to the mart, we've sold, you know, or gone to the factory and sold our meat. But it hasn't worked for a long, long time. We have to look at a different way. We have to look at a different approach.